From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. In what may be the final legislative action of the year, House lawmakers are set to debate several provisions aimed at helping the unemployed. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Legislators were already planning to attach provisions to the $630 billion defense appropriations bill that would extend unemployment insurance and health care subsidies for laid-off workers. In addition, House Democrats are planning to pass a bill with spending focused on shovel-ready highway projects and boosting state budgets to prevent cuts to public sector jobs such as fire and police officers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It's a bill that creates jobs, that meets the needs of those who are unemployed and puts us on a path to prosperity.
Pelosi says almost half of the jobs bill would be paid for with $75 billion in returned bank bailout money from the Troubled Asset Relief Fund. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
A Chicago man will stay in federal custody until the outcome of his trial on charges he planned a terrorist attack against a newspaper. Michael Puente of Chicago Public Radio has more.
Tahawa Ron is in federal custody on charges of planning an attack on a Danish publication that printed cartoons offensive to some Muslims. Rana's attorney, Patrick Blagan, says his client should be released on bond. He says Rana's family was ready to post nearly $1 million to secure his release and return to court.
We had a lot of security for bond. He has absolutely no criminal record whatsoever. And my view of the evidence is that the evidence is not particularly strong.
Judge Nan Nolan ruled Rana, a Canadian citizen, posed a flight risk in part because of his considerable financial resources. Rana and another man are also allegedly linked to a terrorist attack last year in Mumbai that left more than 150 people dead. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.
President Obama has ordered the federal government to acquire an underused Illinois state prison and use it to house some of the terror suspects being held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The plan is not without its critics. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Obama administration has failed to explain how the transfer will keep Americans safe. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs had this response.
I would hope some of those people would address why they think the military can do what they're doing at Guantanamo and can't do it at Thompson.
Gibbs says those opposing the move are exaggerating the dangers. The prison in rural Thompson, Illinois, is expected to be upgraded to exceed Supermax standards. Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei average rose by nearly 94 points, or 0.9%. Oil prices remained near $71 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude for January delivery rose by 40 cents to $71.09 a barrel. This is NPR News. Federal Reserve policymakers conclude 2 days of meetings today. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
No major departures are expected as the Fed's interest rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee reviews this past year's monetary policy actions and looks ahead to next year. The Fed has gone to extraordinary lengths to fight the financial crisis and stimulate the economy, holding short-term rates near zero and buying massive amounts of bonds to lower long-term rates. Officials have been encouraged by spreading signs of recovery and improved financial conditions, but they have expressed uncertainty about the outlook and concern about high unemployment. And they are confident that despite easy money policies, inflation will stay subdued. So when the Fed makes its policy announcement this afternoon, analysts expect it to repeat its plan to keep rates exceptionally low for an extended period. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
President Obama and congressional Republicans have sharp disagreements over deficit spending. The president says that deficit spending is still needed to create jobs and to stimulate the economy. But most Republicans and some moderate Democrats disagree. They say the deficit is growing too big. Today, the House plans to vote on a $200 billion increase in the federal debt ceiling, extending the limit for 2 months. It also plans to vote on nearly $50 billion in new spending on highways, housing, school repairs, and other projects meant to create jobs. Democratic leaders had hoped for a larger and longer-lasting increase in the debt ceiling. Republicans and centrist Democrats blocked the move. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.